Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we talk about forming deeper connections with yourself and every aspect of your life. Why? Because it's the key to a much more beautiful and amazing experience in your life. We're talking about how to move you around the cycle of human development, get you to spend a little bit more time in those later phases where life is easy and happy and joyful, and a little less time in those earlier stages where life can be kind of hard and full of sadness and anger and kind of sucks. So today we're going to be talking about letting go of knowing. And before we jump into that, a big shout out to our listeners in Denver, Colorado. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for this connection. It is so nice to have you along. So let's talk about letting go of knowing. And I'm a fairly academic person. I want to know. I always want to know everything. And I know there's some people are comfortable with not knowing anything and not ever asking the big questions. And that must be somewhat liberating, but perhaps also a little bit unsatisfying, maybe? I don't know. I'm a curious person, and maybe you are too. So for some of us, simple and findable and somewhat mundane information can be comforting. I know it is to me. We want to know the future so that we can make better decisions or know how something's going to turn out. And maybe you're this way. Do you like to know what to expect each week? Who's planning what? The details on each and every event and how it'll all play out? Sometimes information is comforting, but that's a lot of expectation. And expectation is a dangerous form of attachment. Expectation is attachment to an outcome. And planning for the future is a good thing. I'm not saying don't plan for the future, but feeling too certain about the future is not. You should plan, but you must let go of expecting things to actually go that way. As they say in the military, no plan survives contact with the enemy. And as I kind of tweak that out around here, because there are not enemies. I do not have enemies in my life. So what I like to say is no plan survives contact with reality. So you've got to let go of expecting things to turn out exactly the way you planned. You cannot know the future. And knowing what is happening right now is hard enough. You can have a lot of information about right now, but we'll get to that later. You got to let go, though, of knowing the future. So if you did the exercises that we talked about in the last episode, you may have come to a point where you can trust the river of your life. That is, trust that life is trying to take you towards your purpose. So the next step then is to trust that the answers you need, the information you need, the insight that you need will come when you need it. This is the next step. So this is another form of trusting. And trust is hard, but we have to establish trust first, right? Trust is the groundwork for any relationship, any connection, including the connection to yourself, your connection to others, your connection to the divine. It's based on trust. Even your connection to your money. We've got to start with trust. So we're going to work today on learning to trust that the answers you need will come when you need them. And this is challenging because to be human is to want to know. And once we let go of wanting to know the future, let's suppose you can get that far. You say, I can let go of wanting to know the future. I will plan for the future, but I will not have expectations that it will actually turn out exactly that way, and that's okay. So even if you can let go of that, we often evolve to wanting to know the truth. We want to know the truth behind all sorts of things. We want to know how life works and what's on the other side. And some of these questions have answers that are easily found, And some of these questions have answers that will take some work. So if you're working through the roadmap, you know some of these answers take work. And some questions don't have answers right now at all. And if you're academically minded, like I am, this can be really hard to accept. I wish I had explanations for everything, but I don't. And the quest for answers is as human as the quest for love and acceptance. But so this doesn't mean that we should not seek answers. It means that while you work toward the answers, you need to be comfortable in not knowing yet or not knowing right now. When you approach some of these really big questions, what is my purpose? What's on the other side of this life? Who are we? Why are we here? What is the meaning? And so forth. These are big questions, and the answers may not come immediately. They may take a little work. So you have to be comfortable with not knowing yet. Not knowing right now. So you want to be comfortable in the fact that you do not know everything. And for right now, you don't need to know. In fact, you don't know much at all in the grand scheme of the universe. And you never will. And that is okay. You will quest for the answers to many different questions. And you'll find some answers easily. And other answers will take a little bit of work. And some answers you'll never know. And that's not just okay, that's human. And that's liberating. And the tricky part is there's so many big, awesome questions out there that you may end up trying to answer. And just because a question is a big question, a profound question, doesn't mean that the answer won't come easily. It might come easily. It might take work, or you might never know. And that's just going to have to be okay. In fact, I would say let it be joyous, because that is human. And anything that reminds you you're human reminds you that you're still here. So to not know is an exciting reminder that you're still human. So trusting that the answers you need will come when you need them is the key of letting go of needing to know right now. The key to letting it be. It's a lot like trusting your river, that your river will bring you the answers, or the divine will bring you the answers when you need them. Plan for your own future. Work towards the answers to the big questions. But let go of needing to know right now. And strangely, the answers will come. And they'll come right on time. Now, what is right on time is different for everybody. So a common question at this point is, how will the answers come? You know, are they just written in the clouds? Something like that? Not usually, but the short answer is that they will come to you as you go about your daily life. Sometimes you'll be compelled to seek out an answer online or seek out a new book to read. Or you might have a conversation with a friend who will suggest a new book or a website or a local activity or someone they think you'd get along with. They might say, hey, you really need to meet this person. Or, hey, I just read this book. You should read it. Or I've sent you this link. This was really interesting. And that is your river trying to bring you the answer. So your river is either going to bring you the answer and put it right in front of your face like that. Hey, read this book. Go to this website. Talk to this person. Or it will deliver you the resource that has the answer, right? Or deliver you a stepping stone to get you towards the answer. If only you'll be quick enough to act on it. when you are flowing with your river, which we talked about in the last episode, life seems to kind of just click along easily, and you'll seem to encounter coincidences that bring you answers as you follow the trail like a detective. So be open to reading that book, doing that web search, going to that website, attending that local activity, or talking to that recommended person. Check it out, right? Couldn't hurt. Listen within those results for the whisper of your river taking you where you need to be and bringing you the answers that you need. And when the answers come, thank your river, thank the universe, thank the divine for bringing that into your life. Feel gratitude for receiving the answer, and many more answers will come. If you appreciate it, obviously, everybody likes to be appreciated, and the divine is no exception. So the river of your life likes a little thank you every now and again. And if you appreciate the serendipitous nature of how things come into your life, you'll get more of it. If you feel that gratitude for that, why? Because you get what you feel, right? Remember, it's not you get what you think, you get what you feel. So feel gratitude for receiving answers, and you'll receive more answers. So the answers, at this point, the next question I get is, well, what if the answer isn't what you expected? Oh, expectation. Expectation is a dangerous form of attachment, right? And it's the expectation we're trying to let go of, right? We're trying to let go of expectation. So when you approach some of these questions, these big questions, like, who are you really at the core of your being? Or what is your purpose? What is your mission in this life? You need to be fully open to whatever the answer might be, because the answer might not be something you're entirely comfortable with. And that might be the reason you don't know it yet, is because you've been suppressing it because you don't like it, or it's intimidating, or you don't think you're worthy or capable. So be open to whatever the answer might be. Be curious. Be a student of these questions. And let the answer come as it may. All right, that is heavy enough stuff for today. Thanks for joining us. If you have questions, you can send them in to questions@koabd.com, or you can go to our website, koabd.com, or katherinecolleen.com. It takes you to the same place. Click on community page, and there's a little form there you can fill out to let me know what your questions are. Let me know. I'd love to help. And until next time, I'm wishing you Purna Asati, complete connection.